Senior Life Journeys presents Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here is your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, and I'm glad you're joining me. Today's episode I'm calling Therapeutic Fibbing, Rahab, and the Spies. Well, if you remember the story in the Old Testament about the prostitute named Rahab, who later is listed in the genealogy of Christ. A prostitute listed in the genealogy of Christ. And what does she have to do with therapeutic fibbing and dementia? Well, believe me, it all comes together, so stick with me. So the story, as I am reading it presently, and I will read part of it to you from The Message, that version of the scripture that I do love. It's just everyday language. There are no these and thous in it. And it says Joshua actually sent spies to Jericho to check out the land, and they left and they arrived at the house of a harlot named Rahab, and they stayed there. Well, the king of Jericho found out about this, and he sent some folks to Rahab's home, and the guys were told, bring out the men who came to you to stay the night in your house. They are spies, and they've come to spy out the whole country. Well, right about that time, Rahab could have easily done that. She had actually placed these men on the roof of her house under stalks of flax that were spread out on the roof. But she said, yes, two men did come to me, but I didn't know where they'd come from. At dark, when the gate was about to shut, the men left. But I have no idea where they went. Hurry up, chase them. You can still catch them. But remember, they're on her roof. Now, did she just tell a lie, thou shalt not bear false witness? Or did she maybe use therapeutic fibbing? You know, that where you're telling something for a situation that will help bring peace or bring about good and not harm. Well, it goes on to tell us that it says, before the spies were down for the night, the woman came up to them on the roof and said, I know that God has given you the land and we're all afraid. Everyone in the country feels hopeless. We heard how God dried up the waters of the Red Sea before you when you left Egypt, and what he did to the two Amorite kings east of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you put under a holy curse and destroyed. We heard it and our hearts sank. We all had the wind knocked out of us. And all because of you, you and God, your God, God of the heavens above and God of the earth below. Well, he goes on and the story continues where the spies are released and they promise safety for Rahab and all of her family if she will gather them all into her home, and she is thereby to hang a red rope through the window to let them know that the entire family is gathered there. Well, all of that happened and everybody was saved. So the men then headed back and came down out of the hills, crossed the river, and returned to Joshua, son of Nun, and reported all their experiences. They told Joshua, yes, God has given the whole country to us. Everybody there is in a state of panic because of us. That's just a kind of a weird story in a way. In my mind, it is. But to think that a prostitute was used, she told what some would consider a lie or a fib to bring about good. How do we reconcile all of this? Well, in my mind and in my understanding, she told that to bring about safety for her area and to protect her family. Therapeutic fibbing. There are those in my world that I've worked with over the years who just cannot use therapeutic fibbing with dealing with their loved one. They feel like, I should not lie to mama. Mama always told me don't lie, and you're telling me to lie to mama. No, the Bible says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, and I would never tell you, never tell you, to say something against anyone or to hurt anyone. That is not the plan. But when your loved one with dementia is asking a question that requires a response, or asking to do something that requires a response that is harmful to them in any way, then you need to think about that response, people. Now, if that means your response is going to make them sad, or it's going to make them angry or agitated, or maybe your response is going to entice them to act in a way physically that's harmful to them or to someone else, there is just no way that the good Lord is looking down and going, well, you did good because you told the truth. You stuck by the law. No, I don't believe that for a second. What I'm telling you is we're going to use therapeutic fibbing for the good of our people. The most common example that I give you of this is that time when you looked at your husband and you said, does my butt look big in these jeans? Now, if he'd have said, yes, you look like a horse and you really should get two sizes bigger, that would not have come out so well in your world, now would it? You wouldn't have looked at him and said, I thank you so very much for sticking to the law and being honest with me. You are so kind. I don't think you would say that. I don't believe you would have been real happy to hear that. All I can speak on is my own feelings on that, and I can tell you that would not have gone over good, even if it were true. Instead, your husband saying, you know what? You look so good. You always look good. I wish you believed you looked as good as I believe you look. Now, did he really address the jeans? Maybe not specifically. But he also didn't hurt the wife's feelings. So when your loved one says, I want to go home. When can I go home? Take me home. Will you please take me home? And that's what we hear very often in the latter stages of dementia. Whether they're living in a community or whether they're living at someone's house, they'll ask to go home because they are living way back in time. And home is probably the house they grew up in. And they want to be there with mom and daddy. If you wanted to provide that, you couldn't. So you could say to them, now listen, you know you can't go home. They tore that house down in 1958, and they've built a Walmart on the piece of land, and your mom and daddy been dead, well, gosh, 30 years. You could tell them that. That is not going to feel good. That is going to make them sad. It's going to help them to grieve. We don't want that. It might make them angry because you hadn't already told them that. It very potentially will keep them from eating well the rest of the day, participating in life in a profitable way for their human being, their human body. We don't want that. Instead, you can say, oh yeah, going home. Boy, that sounds like a good idea. Now tell me where we go and where is home? And they might respond, well, it's up in the mountains. That would be where my mama was from, in the mountains of North Carolina. Okay, in the mountains. Now tell me the name of the town because I don't remember. Now, that house, didn't it sit up on a big hill? And I'm thinking the kitchen was in the back, wasn't it? So now we're getting their mind just thinking about what the house looks like. And when we get there, are we going to cook supper? Because it'll be late. Okay, now we've got our mind thinking about food, and then we're going to start talking in great detail, minute detail about the meal. Now we've got them thinking about food, and we've moved their mind from everything we've been talking about. Now we're going to talk about food, and we're going to bring that conversation now back to today's time and food. And look, my goodness, it's very near lunchtime, or it's very near dinner time, or it's very near snack time. I'm feeling a little bit hungry. How about I make some peanut butter crackers? So now we've totally taken their mind off of what could have been a stressful situation and brought it to something good. Well, that's what happened in this story with Joshua and the spies and Rahab. Rahab could have spoken up and said, yep, those dudes are up on the roof. Go grab them and kill them. All right by me. I didn't want them anyway. But she didn't. She did what she knew to be right. And she changed history's story because of it. And her name is listed in the genealogy of Christ. Those who are faithful. Rahab used therapeutic fibbing to bring about a good result out of a potentially dangerous situation. I like that story. What about you? Hope you have a good day. Blessings and smiles. A special thank you to our sponsors, Veterans and Families of Florida. These amazing people are available to help veterans and spouses of veterans receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can contact them at 904-528-1084 or by email at info@vfflorida.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of Florida. These people care. I would like to take a special moment and thank you for being a part of Let's Talk Dementia. You can find us at our website, www.letstalkdementia.org. All of our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with me. Click Menu in the top right-hand corner, and then choose Schedule Time with Carol. I look forward to talking with you. Blessings and smiles.